The OneStream Global Education Services team proudly presents the OneStream Podcast with your host, Peter Fugere.
Greetings, fellow OneStreamers, and welcome to the OneStream Podcast, where we explore and examine all things OneStream, talk to experts in the industry, and gain knowledge from some of the brightest minds that help deliver and implement solutions for our clients. This episode's part of the Solution Series, where we're going to explore marketplace solutions and ideas in and around CPM+. I'm your host, Peter Fugere, Chief Solutions Officer at OneStream Software. And as always, I'm excited to bring our discussion to you today, and I'm grateful to welcome Emil Fernandez and Bo Reynolds. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. It's great.
Well, welcome to the podcast, guys. I'm excited to have you here today. So why don't we start with Spaulding Ridge? Why don't you guys tell the listeners? I know a little bit about you guys. Let's tell the listeners your history. What makes Spaulding Ridge special and different? What's great about your company?
Thanks for asking, and great to be on the podcast. Longtime listener, first time caller. So excited to be here, Peter. Spaulding Ridge. So Spaulding Ridge is a best in cloud solutions provider, consulting and management consulting firm. We started the company just five and a half years ago, with really the mission of assembling what we think are the best in cloud solutions for our customers. And if you look at the leadership team of Spaulding Ridge, it's kind of like a dream team of people who have been doing this for a long time. Our CEO and founder is Jay Labs. Jay is well known in the CPM community as being the founder and CEO of Bluestone International, which was one of the leading Hyperion partners in the day. I was the CEO and founder of a company called Curdoc Consulting. Really, we're trying to be a one-stop shop for a company that's interested in digital transformation and cloud solutions. And if you look at the Gartner Magic Quadrant for all of our different partnerships, all of them, including OneStream, fall in the Magic Quadrant. So some people have called us, we're a Magic Quadrant kind of partner. And I think our approach to how we deliver projects is, Jay often is fond of saying all business is personal. And so we take a very personal approach to our clients and really commit to their 100% success, which might sound familiar to folks in the OneStream community, because I think that's one of our close areas of alignment.
That's our mantra. We say it all the time. We really are. I mean, the company is really, we really focus on, it's all we think about, it's all we talk about. How is every customer going to be a success? So it's great. It's great that that's really part of like the whole community. That's exciting.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's really important, especially around our implementation and what makes us unique, we try to become an extension of the company. So we really want to integrate, work with the company, understand their business processes, and then help them in that transformation like we were an employee. So trying to make their company just as successful as ours. And so that makes a huge difference.
So you're much more of a business partner than you are just, you know, a technical consultant coming in and cranking something out and leaving. You got a relationship with these guys.
Exactly.
One thing I would add, Peter, is that I think from a OneStream partnership perspective, and again, the customer success, the commitment to customer success is one of the reasons that we chose to partner with OneStream. I think also just our belief in the platform messaging. And for somebody like you and me who've been around for a long time and remember the old days of lots of different solutions that were kind of stitched together, OneStream was a real breakthrough when it came out with its unified platform approach. But from a OneStream perspective, Spaulding Ridge is a diamond partner. So we've achieved the highest level of implementation partner status there. And then we're really excited. I know we're going to talk about this today, to be one of the launch partners for PartnerPlace and for the Solution Exchange. So the fact that we were chosen as one of the original development partners is really exciting to us, because we see so much opportunity to develop solutions on top of the OneStream platform.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, that's part of the reason we're doing this podcast series, to be honest. We're getting ready for the Wave Conference, and we've invited some partners on that have, you know, they've invested a lot into this CPM Plus, you know, and this expansion of the marketplace. And you hit on a big part of it, this PartnerPlace. Tell me your perspective of PartnerPlace. Like, what is it that made, you know, Spaulding Ridge want to invest and develop, you know, a solution in in the platform?
Yeah, first of all, it's something we've been doing for years. So it's not like we just started doing it yesterday or last month when the partner place really launched. We've been doing it for years. We've been building solutions. We've been developing IP on top of OneStream. And I think, Tom Shea is a big fan of saying it's, software on software. So we're building solutions on the OneStream platform that help either accelerate or simplify or automate some process that we'd otherwise do in OneStream through, some manual method. So it's really just an enhancement. And when Partner Place, the program, was formalized, it was an opportunity to take a lot of those things that we've been doing kind of in the kitchen and informally and formalize them and put them out for general consumption.
So let's talk about the cash flow solution you guys have. You have something interesting around that. What is this cash flow solution you guys have come up with?
It's our flagship solution that we built on top of OneStream. We call it Dynamic Cash Flow, Spalding Ridge Dynamic Cash Flow. And what it was born out of is, we've been implementing CPM systems, again, between Bo and myself, more than 20 years. And the way we've always implemented cash flow, there was a lot of development, a lot of code that went behind it. And really just, looking for an opportunity to simplify the deployment of cash flow, because I think, going into every client and sort of doing it the old way and writing business rules to calculate cash flow gets tiresome. And, also it's a very manual process and it's tough to maintain. So from a customer point of view, every time if there's a change or a tweak they want to make to cash flow, they have to go in and modify a business rule. And full credit to Bo. Bo is the, and I'm going to say that this was really, the joke we have around here is it was born out of laziness, as many great, innovations are the come out of laziness and not wanting to do this every time. And so Bo came up with a solution where he could abstract a lot of the logic behind the curtain and just really give the customer a very simple wizard driven way to generate all their cash flow statements. So Bo, I'll let you kind of explain further from here.
Appreciate that, Emil. I developed this solution. Emil says that it was out of laziness, but I like to say that it was developed based off of our core principles when we implement, which is automate, eliminate, and simplify. Peter, you've done this a lot. You've been on multiple implementations over the years, and you've had to go from client to client and really, rewrite cash flow, right? Because it's specific to a client, the way that they do it, the way that they want to see it. And then, one of the hard things is you have to turn around and teach them how to do it at the end. And so when I was going through this early days of OneStream, I was doing that. I was rewriting cash flow every time I turned around. And I came up with this idea one night of, what if we standardize it? What if we do what OneStream did in the product, which was like, let's make core competencies and build upon the technology, right? And really leverage OneStream. Because OneStream's a software like I've never seen before, and most people haven't seen before. It's very robust. You can build in it. You can build, wizards and dashboards and inputs and outputs and really create a neat solution. And so that's how Cashflow came about. Is I took what I knew. I took the core competencies of OneStream and then built a solution that allows us to map the transactions or the activity from the balance sheet and the P&L into the cash flow statement. So we really looked at it as a, take the rules out of it, standardize that, and then really what you're doing is just mapping cash flow. And so we created a solution that allows clients to map cash flow, have audit and drillability, and have an easy process for training purposes so a controller doesn't have to learn how to write code.
My next question is to ask how this helps customers. But I think it's kind of obvious. You guys have taken something that's usually a custom sort of complicated solution and you've built it to automate, to simplify. And I think probably way underestimated, we talk so much about the trial balance, balance sheet, P&L being backed up and stored in the database, but the cash flow is a pretty critical part of those financial statements, and why most people keep them in an Excel spreadsheet offline and out of the database, I don't understand. This sounds like you've brought all this together in one solution for everybody. Do I got this right?
You hit the nail on the head there. The way that we're trying to approach this, right, is we know that you're never going to, there's very few clients, and I think I've only seen one in my 18 years of doing EPM and CPM that have 100% automated cash flow.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So, you know, if you take that and start rationalizing it, what's the goal at the end of the day from a consolidations or an FP&A is, let's get you an 80-20 rule. Like a lot of people talk about that, right? Is let's get 80% there. And then the 20% are our manual entries, things like that. So we take that Excel model, we analyze it, look at it, we translate that into OneStream as part of the consolidation process. So that means building roll forward forms, building cash flow adjustment forms, and then mapping the cash flow. And we really standardize it and make it straightforward and easy for clients. So you still get the robustness that you would get in Excel. We put that in the way that the system's built is you can do that in OneStream now for your cash flow. And it's just a mapping exercise.
Yeah.
So that's really like a huge benefit here is it's a no code solution for clients.
And so you said there, I mean, that 80-20 rule. So like the FAS 95 adjustments, things like, you know, restructuring, change in accounting principle. Is it a journal? How do you capture that stuff?
I leverage the scenario type and time sensitivity mapping. So you could have a cash flow mapping that changes over time, and you want to see it one way historically and one way going forward. So like I said, when we built it, I leveraged the OneStream technology. And if you look at, a component of it is we update the account text fields. Well, those account text fields are specific to scenario types and specific to time periods.
Yeah, and time sensitive property, we call it. Yeah, that's great.
Exactly. And so I saw that and it like a light bulb went off in my head of how could I use this to make my life easier? Because we were using it for other things, right? And so that's where I built those components. There are components that you'll never get into the system. There are manual entries or things that you got to get really granular or find offline and rationalize. Those just go in as an adjustment, like either a journal entry adjustment that has an approval, or we have a cash flow adjustment form that has commentary. So remember, like, I'm sure you've gotten into this situation, right? You've gone to a client, you've asked them to look at their cash flow, you get the cash flow and they have a manual entry stuck in the middle of it. It's like, you know, $250,000. And somebody goes, well, what was that for? And it was so historical, nobody knows anymore. So we make it so that when you put it into the form, you have commentary with it. So you would at least track through the history, what was that? And we can re-rationalize it in the future as well.
How do you do support for something like that? How do you support this solution? A customer calls up and they have a problem. What's that process like for them?
We do have first of all, a dedicated support email. We have people who are trained on our cash flow solution internally who provide that support. One of the requirements and the prerequisites of becoming a development partner for PartnerPlace was to have a lot of this support structure in place. So we want it to be a seamless process for customers. So if, you know, one of the great things about OneStream is the fantastic support that customers get. And we wanted to mimic that experience with all the PartnerPlace solutions. And by the way, I think that's true of all of the partners. I don't think this is a Spaulding Ridge thing. I want to say a shout out to my friends at some of the other PartnerPlace developers. I think all of us have a support mechanism in place so that customers are going to get the same, you know, type of support they get from OneStream And they'll get that from the Partner Place solutions. And I think Jason Fitzgerald and his team have done a really good job with the Partner Place launch, thinking of all these little things. So it's not just the product, but it's the whole experience of, you know, just like today you go in a marketplace and you want to download account reconciliation or transaction matching. It's a very seamless process. That same process exists in Partner Place, where you can download a partner solution and you get the same level of support and same quality. So all of the Partner Place solutions are tested against the current release and future releases. So it's always guaranteed to work with your OneStream environment.
How many folks out there are using it now?
We were trying to figure that out. I know it's the we always use the number of like 28, 29, something like that. And I think just now we're over 30 customers who have it in production today. This includes, by the way, customers who implemented the solution even prior to it becoming a Partner Place solution.
Well, I think that's part of us for OneStream. I think establishing a Partner Place sort of gives that distinction within what we used to call the entire marketplace. You know, here's some stuff specifically partners are doing, you know, and I think, you know, just looking at and hearing about this, what you guys are doing, I mean, this is exactly what we want to highlight and show to our customers and sort of get that out there. So that makes a lot of sense. How do you guys get feedback? There's some nuance or one-off sort of thing that somebody's really struggling with, and they might want to see if you could help them with that. How do you get that sort of feedback?
The solution actually is extremely flexible. So we've kind of approached everything through the implementations and seen a lot of, with 30 implementations, you see a lot of nuances and one-offs. So we can handle, you know, add backs, we can handle, you know, mappings done at a parent level and then back out individual new GL account codes and remap them to another account. It's all built into the solution. Different treatments, handling multiple cash flow statements, direct, indirect, free cash. We can handle all of that. But, you know, if a client or a potential client says, hey, have you thought about this? We're always open to sit down, rationalize it. And if it's something that we see a gap in, that it's the value add to the ecosystem, we're going to approach it and map it out for future development, right, with a release cycle.
And Bo, I'd add to that, too. I think because this solution has been in place already for several years prior to being launched in Partner Place, we've had the benefit of field testing and improvements and enhancements. And I know we're always making little tweaks to it. And the product that you see today that's on the OneStream Partner Place is the result of a lot of customer feedback and incorporating their suggestions and enhancements. So it continues to evolve, Peter. And I think we'll continue to, you know, take, if there's enhancement requests or suggestions, we'll continue to fold those into the product.
Where do you get your feedback? Where do you get your ideas from for the solution? Is it just the experience you've had with cash flow over the years, or is there a process you guys go through?
Yeah, so a lot of it is from experience that I've had over the years performing and building cash flow for each client. I have run into a few nuances with new clients, right? I got a couple of clients that they leverage different dimensionality to split out cash flow. And so what we did is we sat down with the client, we looked at how they map cash flow, how they perform cash flow today. And what the ultimate goal here was to simplify, right? And make it easy, automate it, simplify it, eliminate like robust solutioning to work around nuances. So we've configured it in such a manner that you can enable and disable dimensionality for mapping. But it all sits down with the client and walk us through your process, walk us through what you're doing. And then maybe it's already built into the solution, or if it's not, let's outline what the process would look like. It's almost, you know, when we talk about enhancements, it's almost like doing requirements and design at the front of a project, you know, is let's walk through it.
So is this solution something a client could implement on their own, or they really need your guidance to go through it?
I was just going to go there, Peter, because, you know, I think in the early days, definitely we had to be part of the process. But, you know, as the project, the product has evolved and become more of a, you know, formal solution, we now have, I think we're confident that a customer can actually implement this on their own. That said, we're still available to support it. And by the way, Bo mentioned this, other partners can implement this. So yeah. Let's say another OneStream partner not named Spaulding Ridge wanted to implement this for their customer. They can certainly do it. And it's the type of solution that can be implemented, you know, post go live. So, you know, we can work with the existing dimensionality. We don't need this to be designed in from the beginning. So it is becoming, in fact, some of the stuff that Bo has developed in the newer versions include a wizard driven, you know, configuration workflow. So, you know, click, next, and follow the wizard, follow the bouncing ball, and you can implement this on your own.
So let me ask you guys, where can people learn more about Spaulding Ridge and this cash flow solution, or maybe even other solutions that you guys have?
So first of all, you can always reach out to us on spauldingridge.com. You know, there is a whole page dedicated to the partner place on onestreamsoftware.com. So all of the partner place solutions, including the Spaulding Ridge Dynamic Cash Flow, are available on partner place. If you'd like to schedule a demo, we'll be happy to do a demo for you on demand. And we're also happy to talk to you about any other needs around OneStream.
Another question I've been asking everybody, you know, with all the talk about AI, ChatGPT, what do you guys think are the most interesting or disruptive technology advances that are being made out there? And how do you think it's going to impact maybe OneStream and your own solutions?
That's a big question there, Peter. I'm a big proponent of, I think when I've always built, and this goes back from a very young age, my dad's in construction. I grew up in construction, and he was like, you always spent more time solutioning to do the job easier than like your brother. My brother would just go do. He may get it done immediately faster, but I would get something done more efficiently the next time. And yeah, that's what I look at AI and machine learning is. People have invested in the technology such that it should make our job easier. ChatGPT, Bard, you know, all of these other AI platforms that, you know, we saw at Splash, the one that that was demoed, right? Like, and I use it today when I'm looking at solutions. Can I have it write a starter pack of code for me if I need it? I think it's going to move into the space. It's going to be very disruptive. I think, you know, machine learning, I went and was certified on it at OneStream. I went up to your corporate office and sat there for a week and we went through it. And that's going to be 100% disruptive. You know, a lot of technologies out there do not have that built in with the backbone of proving that it works. And that's what OneStream has gone and done. So I'm looking forward to this next, you know, 3 to 5 years in the space because you're going to have machine learning and AI really take off.
Well, you know, that's interesting what you're saying too. I mean, if it's machine learning or this cash flow application that you guys have developed, you know, I think that's what's interesting about a lot of the stuff in the CPM Plus space is these are things that are proven. You know, these aren't, we're not like talking about it and maybe, no, there's customers using it. They're happy with it. They're getting value from it now, you know? So I think that really sort of advances the platform idea, you know? And I think, you know, some of the, like you're saying, some of these other technologies like a machine learning, you know, as they're developing and growing, you know, that the idea of this OneStream platform sort of supporting it. I think that's a great point.
I you know, my thoughts on this, Peter, are, you know, first of all, taking, you know, what we've seen from these large language models like ChatGPT, I think about the possibilities of, you know, a CFO or a finance executive being able to give a plain text command to a CPM system, such as, you know, build me a dashboard that shows the, you know, the relative profitability of my different product segments. And then in 10 seconds, that gets built. You know, or, you know, design me a report that, you know, shows my, you know, profit margin by product, by region, by something. And to be able to say something like that and have the AI go render that for the customer, I mean, that would take us to a place we've never been. And I think it's exciting to think about how we can configure solutions. And again, I know this might seem like far off into the future, but I don't think it's impossible that one day we might be in a place where if we configure all of the metadata and the data correctly in such a way that somebody can give a plain text command like that and get their information on demand, I think that's pretty exciting. And, you know, back to the machine learning piece, you know, to Beau's point, you know, we see customers right now that are investing in data scientists and data science teams. And it's, I think it's going to be an arms race. I think, you know, companies who solve that puzzle first are going to have a competitive advantage, and they're going to create that differentiator in the marketplace. If they're able to see around corners more quickly, you know, I somebody asked me the other day, like, well, what does it mean if I have a more accurate forecast? And I said, well, you know, a more accurate forecast today means, you know, more efficient use of your capital tomorrow. And, you know, it's really about doing more with less. And if you can have the most accurate forecast possible, then it allows you to place your bets accurately on the table. And it allows you to put your resources where they're going to be most effective and have the highest ROI.
Guys, that was another great discussion. Thank you both so much for bringing expertise to the podcast today. And thank you, fellow OneStreamers, for joining us. Remember, if you like this content, please don't forget to subscribe. We'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, or concerns, please reach out at podcast@onestreamsoftware.com. I look forward to bringing you another exciting podcast. But until then, take care, and I'll see you next time on the OneStream Podcast.
The OneStream Podcast is brought to you by the OneStream Global Education Services team.